Hello, this is Left Out on WRCT 88.3. About 10 minutes left on our show today. You can give us a call at 412-621-9728 or on campus 89728, or you can email bob at leftout.info. I wanted to just repeat something I said at the beginning of the show in case you weren't listening. There's a movie tonight, part of the Amnesty International Film Festival. It's at 8 o'clock tonight, and the film is called Noam Chomsky, Rebel Without a Pause. It's a new film, and it's being shown at the Melwood Screening Room, 477 Melwood Avenue, North Oakland, off Bound Boulevard. Bob and I will be there, so if you want to meet the famous people you hear on the radio, you can come to the screening and introduce yourself to us. So, another thing that's become clear over the last few weeks is there's a general pattern of in which the administration uses the powers of government to intimidate people that they don't like or people that used to work for them and have come out and are saying things that they don't like. Another example of that, in addition to what we've seen, is O'Neill and Clark, and another example is the a man named
Richard Foster.
Richard Foster, right, who was the chief actuary of the Medicare program, a guy who figured out how much stuff was going to cost. And there was a Medicare bill was passed last year sometime. I don't remember exactly.
I think in December.
In December, which was hotly debated. It was extremely close in Congress, you know, within one or two votes of passing. So it was going to go either way. And many Republicans were very, very concerned about the cost. And there were cost estimates of the bill that came out, especially for the prescription drug program that was part of the bill, that the program, they came out with announcements of the cost of about $400 billion. Well, it turned out that at the time of the vote, there was the actuary, Richard Foster, had actually analyzed the cost more carefully and found out, well, actually, it's going to be a lot more expensive. It's going to be $139 billion more than had been stated.
And more than 25%, let's put it in perspective.
More than 25% more. I mean, a major, huge, trivial difference. So it turns out that he was actually threatened by his boss with losing his job if he were to go to Congress and tell them or write a report that was published that would announce his more accurate cost estimates. So this is just an example of the use of or misuse of the government power to control the story that's told.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, they muzzled this guy, I mean, deliberately. They told him that he repeatedly, there were several different threats made to his job, and he was instructed to keep his mouth shut, reporting that the cost estimates that were being conveniently touted by the Bush administration were more than 25%, that the actual cost was more than 25% more than that. $139 billion over 10 years discrepancy. And from what I understand, since then, I think the cost estimates have even gotten worse. But what is important here is, okay, it's bad enough that the cost estimates have gotten worse even in such a short period of time, in like 4 months' time, but it was known at the time. And we've commented on this on Left Out before when this first came out. We were asking, I mean, how is it possible they could pass this bill? They could claim that it was going to cost $400 billion over 10 years. That seemed to be the magic number for whatever reason within the Congress, that people were not willing to vote for it if it was more than that. I have no idea how they came up with that number, but for some reason, that was the magic number. So lo and behold, it came in at that magic number, and the bill passed. And within 2 weeks, they announced that, oh, you know what? Yeah, we actually made a mistake. It's going to be $539 billion. And even then, there was no outrage. So this is the thing that's amazing. Even then, there was no outrage. But thanks to Knight Ridder Newspapers, who, by the way, Knight Ridder has also been an upstanding news agency in throughout the last year or so that I've been following it closely in connection with the Iraq War about exposing this nonsense, has uncovered the fact that Foster was blatantly threatened with his job. It's unlawful for them to do so. And his job is fiscal responsibility. So here, remember now the myths of the Republican Guard. So what is one of the principal claims of the Republican Guard? Oh, we're the adults here. We're the ones who are fiscally responsible. We know how to run the economy. We know how to manage the government. And of course, we being the adults, we're the ones who know about foreign affairs and
deal with terrorism.
And how to deal with terrorism and how to run the country. And you're safer with us around. When, you know, the thing is, it's laughable. If it wasn't so serious, it's absolutely laughable. It's a joke. These guys are totally incompetent. That's the thing. Either, well, incompetent, okay, if you wish. The most generous interpretation is they're incompetent. The more likely interpretation is that they are seriously, deliberately undermining the government. They are abusing as you started out by saying, they're abusing the levers of power to a degree that makes Dick Nixon seem like George Washington.
Yeah.
I mean, boy, I long for the days of Dick Nixon, because I used to, when I was a little kid, I was a Nixon hater when I was around 9 years old. I can still remember very clearly. And now I think, boy.
yeah. Well, it reminds me of there's a new book out by John Dean, who was Nixon's.
I haven't read this yet. Mm.
Yeah, there's a new book by Dean basically saying that what's going on in the White House is much worse. It's worse than the book. I think it's called Worse Than Watergate.
Worse Than Watergate.
So let's put a link to that in our left out webpage so you can find that, which he basically says that one of the things actually, and Paul Krugman mentions that today in his column, and as well as some of the other things that we talked about, like the fraud and the intimidation factor that's been used so many times by the administration. So the idea that the bill. Well, so the question is, are they just incompetent bozos, or is this a part of some sort of a plan? And I think a symptom of the system called starve the beast, or the idea that this is a word that was used, I think,
Stockman.
Grover Knight?
David Stockman.
David Stockman. Okay, the idea is that you basically set things up so that the government doesn't have enough money to do what it needs to do. And that thereby they'll have to just simply cut back on all of the government services, aid to the states, aid to the cities, aid to the poor, everything that the whole great society programs, everything that's set up to make the country actually function will be destroyed because there won't be enough money. And so an example of this is allowing the Congress to pass another bill that's going to have cost vastly more than they thought it was going to cost. So it's a way of just bumping up the starve the beast, the starving the beast faster. The other thing I was going to say about this bill.
The Medicare bill, you mean?
The other interesting point about the Medicare bill, I mean, it's a terrible bill. The other outrage in the bill, and I think you mentioned this last week, was the issue that the U.S. is not allowed to negotiate prices for drugs. So the U.S. Medicare system is going to buy, you know, millions of prescriptions of a certain drug. They ought to be able to negotiate prices and get them down because of bulk purchasing and so on. Well, they're not allowed to do that.
It's explicitly prohibited in the law.
And
this is a crime.
I mean,
this is incredible. But going back to the start of the beast, you know, the thing is, I think that there is a sharp distinction between a legitimate difference of political point of view. In other words, I think that there are actual respectable conservatives out there, although I don't agree with them. There are respectable conservatives out there. The thing is, these clowns are not conservatives and they are not respectable. They're not interested in starving the beast. They're interested in feeding their own friends. That's what they're doing. They have no interest in starving anything. They're running up huge amounts of spending, government spending of various kinds, where, for example, the provision in the Medicare bill, oh, yes, it's supposedly providing a prescription drug benefit. Ha ha, if you look at the details of that. But the real thing that it does is to be a payoff to the pharmaceutical industry. We have a few minutes left only, but we do have a caller, so we're happy to take that quickly.
Hi, folks. How you doing?
Hi.
I just wanted to remind you guys that there's a Senate investigation about that Medicare bill vote.
Okay.
They called a 15-minute vote and let it go for 3 hours.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. They changed the parliamentary procedures in order to get it through.
And there's the investigation about the $100,000 that was offered. I forget the senator's name, but
oh, yes, that's true.
Offered $100,000 to his son, and then came around and said brought the stick around to say, if you don't vote with us, we'll send a couple guys around to make sure he doesn't get elected. Your son elected to your congressional seat. So.
Right, and that was on the floor of the Senate. I mean, this was the most blatant thing you could imagine.
But, you know, there's an investigation. But, you know, these investigations, there are so many things to investigate. And it seems like there's all there's not any that since both houses of Congress and the administration are all Republican, they just want to squash
Guard
it. They have the power to quash these investigations.
They've turned it into the Politburo. That's what's going on. The Tom DeLay, Newt Gingrich strategy is to turn the Congress into the Politburo, I'm sorry to say.
You have anything else to say in our last few seconds?
Just very scary stuff, guys. Pay attention.
We're trying. Thank you for calling. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Well, we're just about out of time here. Thank you for listening to Left Out. You can look at the program notes for today's programs, and the streaming audio files will be available shortly at leftout.info, straight simple web address. You can always send us email there, and you can look for links to our sources and articles that we've mentioned in the program, and we'll be on again in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.